That's on all the time.
24-year-old Bo Gallagher switches on a large dryer in his silk screening store, Zappazoo Inkworks. Unlike a clothes dryer, this machine has a wide conveyor belt.
So everything you print, you know, until you put it through, it's all wet ink. I mean, until this goes through, you got to get it to 325 degrees. This is the final process. Things fall in and then you fold them up and everything's done.
Most of Gallagher's clients are in Aspen, customers like Radio Board Shop and the restaurant Cantina. But Gallagher operates out of Elgibel.
Aspen would have been great. It's pricey to have a shop up there. I mean, anything, you know, you look in like Obermeyer Place, it just was almost four times more than what we're paying here.
While he's considered opening in Aspen, he's happy to have a business, even though it's 20 miles away.
The spot really worked out well. Weird enough, you know, it was either this or some like weird looking warehouse thing in Carbondale or Rifle. You know, it's for price wise, this was amazing how we got this spot and everything seemed to fit.
He credits his success so far on hard work, few competitors, and aggressive networking.
Yeah, Aspen, it was, you know, I don't think it would have changed how much work we've gotten, you know, maybe a little, but this business is word of mouth.
Is Aspen a difficult place to start up a business as a young entrepreneur? My answer is honestly no. I know that probably flies in the face of what you've heard from other startups.
For 36-year-old David Cook, the decision to start a business in Aspen was easy. Being in Aspen is what makes his company thrive. He co-owns Aspen 82, a live television and media production company.
We do all of our most, like 90% of our broadcasting outside. Every TV organization in the country basically strives to create what we have. You know, obviously Aspen's such a sunny place. So the backdrop is truly the landscape of Aspen.
Okay, pretty cool time of the show here. I'm delighted to be joined by our first guest of the day, early gondola ride up to the top.
This is headquartered at the Aspen Airport Business Center, Aspen 82 operates a media lab in Snowmass Village. Cook admits it's a challenge at times to move a broadcast signal from Aspen Mountain to a TV set. Opening a business in Aspen, though, was relatively easy.
It was great. It was a wonderful experience in the support that we received, not only from a viewership standpoint, but also from, you know, advertiser support.
Skippy Mesereau takes a keen interest in the stories of young entrepreneurs like Cook and Gallagher. He chairs the Next Generation Commission, a group that advises the Aspen City Council on how policy decisions affect young people.
There are a lot of difficulties to starting and having a business here. And I think that there is an interest in having more diversity in the economy, more vibrancy in the town.
Recently, the group surveyed 18 to 40-year-olds who either live or work in Aspen. What they heard is it's difficult for young people to start or operate a business in the resort. The survey also found concerns about low wages.
So there's a lot of areas, I think, where we have an incredibly bright and educated base of people here, both young and old. But because of economic circumstances, it's often very difficult for them to sort of keep that intellectual capital and keep their ideas in Aspen. And I think there's a desire to see that change.
Aspen City Council shares that desire. Last year, the council made one of its top goals to simplify the process of opening and sustaining a new business. Chris Benden is the city's community development director.
It's a complex situation opening up a business. Understanding, you know, is your business allowed in that zone district? Obtaining a business license. Many times there are improvements that you need to make to the property and you need a building permit.
Benden deals with entrepreneurs seeking city permits all the time. Navigating this web of regulation is tough, he says, so his department created a new website. The so-called Business Navigator is a one-stop shop.
The Business Navigator is a one place where all of those regulations exist and you can kind of walk yourself through, okay, well, what are the other things that I need to know? So it has this really great kind of resource center and frequently asked questions that will help you identify, here are all the things that you need to know in order to open your business.
Despite the challenges, city officials see a steady stream year-round of people wanting to set up shop in Aspen.
So when you turn that on, it uses air compression to suck everything in.
At Zappazoo Inkworks in Elgibel, owner Bo Gallagher says he would have moved from the valley had his business not worked out.
It was a big risk to go after this. We knew that we could, you know, survive, but it's, you want to thrive as well. You know, you don't want to just like barely make it through. So finally now we're kind of cruising.
He says there are no plans to try and get into the Aspen market. He's doing well down valley, and he just signed a 5-year lease. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.